Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Bauman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Bauman. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bobby Avila. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hal Brown. And now, play ball. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel takes first base on ball four. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carrasquel moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann bunts towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Carrasquel moves to third. Boyd moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Willie Miranda pinch runs for Chico Carrasquel. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Miranda scores. Boyd moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Miranda now playing shortstop. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox won, and the Orioles won. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox won, and the Orioles won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button strikes out. One out. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 1 in the game. Keough hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox won, and the Orioles won. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a line drive into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boyd takes first base on ball 4. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 0 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox won, and the Orioles won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into right field. Avila settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a line drive towards the mound. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox won, and the Orioles won. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Finnegan hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox won, and the Orioles won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geiger for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 1 in the game. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 2 in the game. Keogh hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyd hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Avila. Geiger reaches second base with a double. Malzone scores. Gurnett moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White is walked intentionally. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Button is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby, who is chasing the ball. Bauman reaches third base with a triple. Gurnett scores. Geiger scores. White goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-3 in the game. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Finnegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson now pitching. Al Pilarczyk now playing right field. Bobby Avila now playing second base. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-2 in the game. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Geiger hits a line drive into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 3 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards second. Runnell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Tasby moves to second. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.